Excitement. Excitement is an agitated state of mind, most often due to an attraction to an external object of lust. It can also be any scattering of mind, whether the new object is virtuous, such as in thinking about charity, or non-virtuous, such as lust, or neutral, such as sewing. There are coarse and subtle forms of excitement. In coarse excitement, you forget the object of your meditation and stray off into other thoughts. Although in subtle excitement, the object is not lost, a corner of your mind is involved in fast-moving thought, like water flowing under the frozen surface of a river. In between sessions of meditation, it is important to restrain your senses, to eat a moderate amount of food, and to maintain conscientious introspection of body and mind. Otherwise, these can serve as causes of laxity and excitement. Sleeping too much generally leads to laxity, whereas having unrealistic expectations about the pleasures of life tends to lead to excitement. Length of the session. If you are facing interference to concentration from laxity or excitement and cannot counteract it, rather than stubbornly persisting in long meditation sessions, try short but frequent sessions. When your performance improves and these problems diminish, make the sessions longer. It helps to meditate in a high place if laxity is a problem, and to meditate at dawn. Just after you wake up, your senses have not yet become active, but the power of thought is present. And because the sense organs are not yet working, you will have fewer distractions. In my own experience, dawn is when my mind is clearest and sharpest. Mindfulness and introspection. Mindfulness is a technique for keeping your mind continuously on the object of your meditation. It is the antidote to forgetfulness. Since beginners have this ability only to a minor degree, you need to train and enhance it by repeatedly putting the mind back on the object.